It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. Okay, that was much, much better. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And welcome to Wrinkled Sheets Podcast.
Yes, I'm Janet Blair.
I'm not. I'm Steve.
Steve who?
McGrew.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. And there's if you don't know who that is, there's a lot of Steves. That's why I usually go by Mudflap.
What? Do you?
No. Sometimes. People still call me that.
I thought when that I did was the, like a past life thing.
It was, but people still call you that. People that know you from a past life, like yesterday when I recorded the Remasculate podcast with Flip, I said to Flip, do you want
His
me to call you
Greg.
Flip or Greg? And he said, either one, but I'm going to call you Flap or Flappy the entire time, so call me whatever. Because I think you just get used to calling somebody a certain name, and they stick with it.
When I first moved here, Flip was Greg.
On air? Or you just knew him as Greg?
I just knew him as Greg. And then, like, hanging out with him, being friends with his friends, they all called him Flip. And so I finally, like, now it depends on the day.
Yeah. And for those listening who don't know, Flip is a friend of ours who did...
Greg Peters.
He did the nighttime air shift when I was at KYGO, the country station. So that's
and he
how,
did middays for a while, too.
Oh, yeah. But he got shifted back and forth until he got shafted. He got shifted until he got shafted.
And now he's going back to school for IT.
So, but that doesn't matter. This is the Wrinkled Sheets podcast.
It is. But people should check out Remasculate.
They should.
Make and sure Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine.
Check out Remasculate. And also be aware that...
and Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine.
Yeah, Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine, too.
Wow.
That want to be aware that this month is National Bath Safety Month, just so you know.
I put the skid things in your shower, babe, so you're not going to fall and break a hip.
You do not put skid things in my shower.
Yes, and I put the padded seat on your toilet so you don't break any bones in your bottom.
Oh, thank you. That is not National Toilet Seat Safety Month.
But isn't it bath safety?
It is bath safety,
is
but
bathroom?
That means bath... I don't know. That makes...
See, that's where I'm encompassing the
well,
bathroom.
Let's say that it's National Bath Entire Area Safety Month.
All right.
Okay, so like when you go to drink out of the faucet, be careful you don't chip a tooth.
Don't drink out of the faucet. That's disgusting.
You don't do that? You don't lay your head down and take a little drink out of the faucet every once in a while? What, do you scoop it up with your hand?
No, I take my water bottle in with me.
You're not supposed to refill those. That has that chemical in the plastic.
Not my water bottle. My
BPA-free.
My biting suck.
Your biting suck.
I don't have it with me down here. It's my best friend. It's with me at all times.
You are making an improv gesture, a mime thing of, I'm holding a bottle.
Right.
On a podcast. I'm holding a bottle.
But we have video because if you follow Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube and on Facebook and Twitter, we've been doing vlogs for the last month.
We have. Now, explain to people what vlogs are.
It just follows us throughout our lives. So you could watch us go shopping. You could watch us unwrap Christmas presents.
Boy, this sounds exciting.
I know, it's weird. I am addicted to other people's vlogs.
Which one are you watching now?
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
BF versus GF. Is that you have to do the real names or people would never.
Yeah, BF they're taking
versus
a day
GF.
Off.
They don't want to do it every day because it says it's causing trouble in their relationship.
Right.
I can see where that would... They're trying to be entertaining all the time. Just kind of...
I get annoyed sometimes. I'm like, you're shooting a video. Oh, my God. Can I not just enjoy
What are you doing? Well, I have a camera in my hand, and I'm pointing it at you. What does it look like I'm doing?
See, I don't like when you talk down to me like that.
I'm not talking down to you, but I'm just saying that's sometimes how it feels. When,
right.
Like, what are you...
And I should be saying, stop, please don't do this.
Or,
I want to enjoy my time with you. But instead, the abbreviated version is, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what always, and you've said it before, you ask those questions that are very...
Rhetorical.
Rhetorical, all
Don't
the time.
Don't answer them.
I know, and that's what, and you even said, you must be really tired at night. Like, yeah, it's nighttime, but you catch yourself doing those kind of things. You've said that to me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what are you doing? I'm standing in the kitchen with a pot in my hand at the stove.
But my question is, are you planning on cooking something, and is it going to
conflict
with my idea?
But wouldn't it be, what are you cooking?
I know.
They're so, it's the basic question sometimes that make you go, what does it look like I'm doing?
I drive you insane. Sometimes. Maybe we should stop vlogging. It's obviously causing relationship issues.
No, not for us. I think it's, you've noticed this before the vlogging started.
Yeah.
You said to me that, I know, I drive you crazy with these questions. I'm like.
And you drive me crazy in areas too.
I'm sure. Your turn. What is it?
Well, we were just talking about this today. So yesterday, super productive day for you. You cleaned the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And you recorded a podcast.
Yep.
And you uploaded a podcast.
Yeah, I edited and uploaded, which takes a lot of time.
And so today...
And I actually went out in the backyard. You didn't know this. I cleaned up dog poop that was around the stairs.
Good job.
Because it's wintertime and you don't really get a chance when the snow. So I'd done a combo of all... And you even said, well, you were really productive yesterday.
Right.
And I was.
Right. Positive reinforcement Da-da-da. Makes it happen again.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't.
No, because today... was not a productive today.
I worked hard yesterday.
Today, as some people will see from the vlog, I woke up, was listening to some news radio, and I get a text from our friend Tracy that said,
oh, yeah.
Hey, do you want to come meet down at Planet Beach? I was like, yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's yesterday was a productive day today, and I haven't seen. Yeah, let's go down and spa day. Do the oxygen and the hydro and all that kind of stuff. And then I came home and answered some emails and things, which doesn't look like a productive day in any way, shape, or form to somebody that's stuck in a cubicle. And that's what that's your perception, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I get up at 4:15 in the morning.
Well, don't.
I want to be able to eat. In order to eat, I need to exercise.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, and then I don't get out of the cubicle until 5. So I'm at the cubicle at like 7:30. And I work till 5. And then when I come home, and it's just two different worlds. You don't understand mine. You pretend to, but you really don't.
No.
Because there is constant, I want to say stimulation, but there's constantly something coming at me that needs to be done for that time period.
Like asteroids.
Yeah. You would go insane.
I would. I That's know. Why I don't. I could never have. I could never
I
have.
I love my job. I love my job. But it. I am super jealous when I come home and I'm like,
what'd you do today? Like
is the office organized?
No, but as you see, I started on it.
I didn't see that.
If you look in the door, I started on it.
Okay, good.
I did not finish it, but if you look in, yep, you can walk in. I picked up some extra clothes that I had out because I started to unpack and I didn't.
What are you unpacking from?
A trip about a month ago.
See, that's
I just put the suitcases in the offices and closed the door.
Right.
Yeah. But when Flip was over the other day and had to reboot the modem, he had to go into the office to reboot our modem
scared?
For us. Huh? No, he opened the door and he goes, ha, your office looks just like mine. I go, thank you. It must be a man thing.
Okay. Okay. It's a man thing.
But it's.
And my rhetorical statements are a woman thing.
No, they're not. They're a Janet thing. They're definitely a Janet thing.
So what do you like about me?
The podcast is always fun. Always.
What podcast?
This podcast.
Oh, okay.
Wrinkled Sheets.
I forgot.
How did you forget?
I don't know. It doesn't feel fun today.
Well, you're the one that says, well, you know what? We should make it deep. We should talk about real stuff. I was listening to Hank and Petra on the Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I love them.
And then we start talking real and you become like.
But they don't jab each other.
I'm not jabbing you. We just started talking.
And that's
now we're starting. Now it starts to feel like. Bodie and Jenna.
I know. I want to dance.
Because sometimes when you watch Bodie and Jenna Elfman's podcast,
like, why are they still together?
Why? How does she put up with that?
Yeah. I wonder if he does the same thing. She seems to work really hard.
Right. So she works, he's at the house, and she comes home and goes, what'd you do all day?
Right. I think I have heard her say that. Like, I don't know what you do all day.
Well, she's busy in the acting world, making the money.
Right.
And speaking of acting world, it's the Academy Awards were announced today.
That's exciting. We watched the Golden Globes on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, what was your thought of the Golden Globes?
My thought of the Golden Globes was it was for a show that is giving awards for shows, it would not have won its own award. I didn't think it was that well done. Especially for a show that's supposed to be like...
I thought the jokes were hilarious.
I thought they were horrible. I thought Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are...
Is it because they're girls?
No, it's because they're just not funny.
Who is funny in your world?
I don't know.
Under the age of 40?
I don't know, but they were not...
Because I don't feel like you think anyone...
Funny.
Like sitcoms, we watch sitcoms, there's none that you like... Like, I don't think you like any of the newer comics.
I just think that it's a crappy. And you see it too because it's canceled. So why?
I don't agree with the cancellations.
Okay, but the general public does. And
well, they're stupid. They like those intense zombie shows.
All right.
I want something that is Kate Walsh walking around with beats and determining people's fate when they break the law.
And most people want something that's just better written. And better jokes. It's one thing to just be kind of pandered to. Like, I thought the whole thing with the Golden Globes with Margaret Cho coming out as the North Korean general.
I thought she could come out once and it would have been okay.
Yeah. It was overkill. It was overdone. It became not funny. And when she was there, she should have had better jokes. It wasn't just, no, you like the show? No. You know,
okay.
You know what I mean? It just was not well done.
Okay. So the Oscars.
Oh, the Oscars. Wow.
Because usually the Golden Globes are kind of a precursor to the Oscars.
Yes.
Because the Golden Globes are like the ACMs as opposed to the CMAs.
But let's talk
They're
about...
They're like the fun version.
Let's talk about the Golden Globes, the win. Did you agree with the wins on the Golden Globe? Because you
I
saw a lot of the movies.
Any of the television wins. I don't watch any of those. I did agree with Boyhood. I really
Amazing.
Think... Like, the concept and the time that they put into that.
12 years to make a movie.
It deserves some props. The Grand Budapest Hotel, I thought it was good.
Uh-huh. But
it
you
was
didn't
not,
love it?
I didn't love.
You know, it got the most nominations
right.
in the Academy Awards today.
Oh, I didn't know. I just told you I did not.
Oh, I thought maybe you heard a little bit of them. But
I
yeah, the two top nominated movies.
Or
Birdman and the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay, and I didn't like Birdman.
At all. You were like, this could be over at any point.
Right.
You didn't like the acting, or you just... At one point, when you're watching movies, where do you go?
When I start to drift off mentally, where I'm like, wonder what else I could be doing right now with my time.
But what causes you to do that? At what point? Is it the storyline? You don't like the...
Or like... Sad, like that had some depressing parts where you're kind of like, dude, snap out of it.
But that was the whole point of the movie, of him trying
like
to
that.
Struggle to find his place in.
I don't want to see people struggle. Real life is struggle. I want to, when I go to a movie, I want to escape from reality.
So you like it all to be all just kind of nice package, happy ending stuff.
Yeah. Like, okay, stepping away from the Oscar talk.
Uh-huh.
You walk into my office and it's pink, very frilly, and it is my escape from my work. Like, I can stop and be like, huh, this is a happy place. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a window in my office.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've decorated my office to be able to be that happy place. So movies are like my happy place.
But movies are an art form, too. You have to look at it completely. There's movies that are strictly the happy, let's go see something goofy for 2 hours, and then there's the other. You have to put your mind in two different places.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in, you go, okay, this is Frozen, and so I know what
you
I'm...
You haven't seen Frozen. You can't.
No, but I'm saying you did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. Like somebody I posted today about the Academy Awards, and... said the movies, and I loved this and that, and somebody wrote, I haven't seen any of them but Big Hero 6. And then...
What's that?
That's an animated cartoon Disney movie.
So
that's,
they might have kids.
Right. But if that's... But they're kind of criticizing, if you read the comments, they're criticizing the other movies.
Oh.
Of like, oh, there's nothing there I want to see because they're not happy movies. So
I'll
it's kind of like...
any movie.
Oh,
I will try
no,
any
I know
movie.
You will, but I'm saying in general with people, a lot of times... they just have this thing about, I don't like any movie that just doesn't have a happy ending. Or I don't like any of these dark, dark movies. Well, why? Because you can't follow them or you don't...
No, I can follow them.
I'm just saying, yeah. People in general.
Yeah. Like the Black Swan.
Loved Black Swan.
Very dark movie, but I loved that. I don't know. I just... A lot of dark movies I don't. Some of them catch me.
Hmm.
I don't know. See, that's that judgmental... that you do.
Okay.
So, tell me about the Oscars. Who's nominated for what, yo?
I don't have the list in front of me, but it was, like I said, Grand Budapest Hotel. I should pause and get the list. Why don't I do that? I'm going to pause and hit the list.
Stop, and I will pull it up
because okay.
You emailed it to me.
Okay, you have the list.
I do. Okay, so the nominations when it comes to numbers. Birdman received 9.
Mm-hmm.
The Grand Budapest Hotel, 9. The Imitation Game, 8, which is based on the Stephen Hawking life, right?
No.
No.
No. That's the theory of everything. The Imitation,
What's the Imitation Game?
Is about the guy, the real story of the guy that broke the computer that broke the German code.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boyhood had 6 nominations. American Sniper had 6. I'd never even heard of American Sniper.
Saw that one the other night. That's the Clint Eastwood movie with Bradley Cooper, who actually gets nominated for an Oscar for it.
Very cool. Whiplash had 5. Interstellar had 5, which you hated that movie.
I did not like Interstellar.
Foxcatcher had 5. For Best Picture, American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, and The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. Where's Wild?
Wasn't a best movie.
Hmm.
But go ahead. What's the rest?
Actor in a leading role, Steve Carell for Foxcatcher, uh-huh. Bradley Cooper for American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Michael Keaton for Birdman, and Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. For actress in a leading role, Marion Cotillard for 2 Days, 1 Night.
Don't know that one.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Julianne Moore for Still Alice.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen that yet.
Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl, and Reese Witherspoon for Wild.
And there it was.
Okay. Actor in a supporting role, Robert Duvall for The Judge, Ethan Hawke for Boyhood, Edward Norton for Birdman, Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher, and J.K. Simmons for Whiplash. And he won the Golden Globe. Actress in a supporting role, Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, who she won the Golden Globe.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Dern for Wild, Emma Stone for Birdman, Keira Knightley for The Imitation Game, and Meryl Streep for Into the Woods. I was just going to ask, where is Into the Woods? Because that was all over the Golden Globes.
You're right. And I think the Golden Globes was a little too happy about Into the Woods and some of the other...
It was.
Like the TV show that won the Golden Globe, Transparent.
Yeah, and that's an Amazon
show. It's an
show.
On Amazon, and mm-hmm. It's all about transsexuals or transsexuals. And so I think the Golden Globes was a little all more about the alternative.
What about the 100-Foot Journey? That was an amazing movie. That was probably my top movie of 2014.
Very good movie. But, you know, when you compare it to all the other movies, I think that's what bothers a lot of people. It's like, why didn't my movie make it? Well, it's not voted on the actors and Academy.
Glenn Campbell received some nominations.
He got one for the song from his autobiography movie,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. And then the Lego movie is also nominated for music original song.
But it got snubbed in the animation mm-hmm. nomination.
Yeah. So those are some of the highlights. What are your thoughts?
Well, here are my thoughts.
You're the movie dude.
Here is my... I'm going to pause here for a second and I'll cut this out.
Why?
Because I have to call something up.
Hi, Rain.
All right, you're wondering about why certain movies don't get nominated and why some do. Did you know an Oscar nomination costs a studio millions of dollars?
How so?
Okay, what's behind an Oscar nomination? Well, it gets broken down like this. I found the statistics. Oscar voters are 94% white, 77% male, and have a median age of 62. Now, that I'm not always sure about, because I know a lot of people that are members of the Academy that don't fall into that. 56% of Best Picture nominees are released either in November or December. The cost of a Best Picture winning Oscar campaign is around $10 million. Half of all money spent on an Oscar campaign will go to advertising. A page one advert in the Hollywood Reporter during Oscar season costs $72,000. It costs around $3,500 to prepare a Hollywood actress for the red carpet.
What? Repeat that one.
It costs around $3,500 to prepare a Hollywood actress for the red carpet.
That's ridiculous.
I know. A Best Picture Oscar win is worth $3 million in increased box office sales. A Golden Globe win is worth $14.2 million. Best Actor winners can expect a $3.9 million salary increase. And a Best Actress winner can expect $500K salary increase. So a guy actor gets much more...
I need to be nominated for a recruiting Oscar.
Hmm?
I need to be nominated for a recruiting Oscar.
Oscar? Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then today, this is the thing I really wanted to bring up earlier. When they were doing the announcements today,
mm-hmm.
the Academy Awards president actually said the wrong name on one of the nominations.
Does he have to pay someone now?
Well, the Academy Awards president said for the cinematographer for the movie Mr. Turner, which you and I don't know.
Yeah.
This is like a cinematography nomination. The guy's name was Dick Pope.
What did he say? How could you mess that name up?
Dick Poop.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Dick Poop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he get fired?
No, he's the president of the Academy.
But can he get, like, impeached?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. But, so.
Wow.
Yeah. And I saw that on Twitter. I saw a thing on Twitter. It was hashtag Dick Poop.
Oh,
and I'd already heard about this. But I thought, hashtag dick poop. I wonder how many people clicked on this.
Just to think it was like something
way bad. Way bad. Hey, oh, I was expecting some dick poop.
I saw yesterday that they're still talking about the whole J-Lo and who is that guy that presented with her and referenced her globes.
Oh.
It's still being talked about, the fact that he was inappropriate doing that. I'm like, there's no HR.
I forgot who said that, but yeah, he opened the envelope, she looked down, and he with the globes are here, or something like that.
You already have the globes. Yeah, what's his name?
I can't remember.
He looks like a guy I used to work with. Remember, we watched a movie with him, and John from Roseanne was in the movie, wasn't he?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're talking about.
You're wrong, Janet. You're wrong. Hold on.
Should I stop it while you look? Okay.
Am I ready?
Yeah, you're
going. Okay. I'm horrible with names. I'm really horrible with names. Jeremy Renner was his name.
Uh-huh.
He looked thinner on the Golden Globes, didn't he?
Thinner than what?
The last time I saw him in that one movie we saw him in.
What movie was that?
Didn't we see him in a movie?
We see him in a lot of movies.
No, the last month or two.
Kill the Messenger.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. But anyway, he referenced J-Lo's Golden Globes at the Golden Globes, and it was still being discussed yesterday, and he came out and said, I'm not sorry, and I don't blame him.
Why should he cracked a joke about her boobs were hanging out.
She is that girl that always, like, she must have like duct tape strength double-sided tape, because she is constantly like,
well, she must have giant fake boobs.
They're not giant fake boobs. You can look at them. They're not that giant.
Well, they got to be fake though, because they don't move. They don't move at all. They real boobs, even if you tape something to them, would still look like they jiggled at a dress. Hers look like you've duct taped
money to
material
pay for,
to cement.
Pay for some nipping and tucking.
You said nip.
You're weird.
You said nip.
So are you happy with the Oscar nominations, Mr. Movie Man?
Yes, I for the most part, I am.
I am.
I was glad to see that American Sniper got nominated because it got snubbed from Golden Globes. They completely had...
But what about 100 Foot Journey?
What about it? It was just one of those feel-good Oprah kind of movies.
I know.
It was not a deep movie. It was not a something... It was just an enjoyable movie.
You know what I thought was funny about the Golden Globes?
What's that?
The whole fact... Like, the whole intro monologue when they were talking about George Clooney's wife.
Uh-huh.
And all the crap she's done that was, like, meaningful in the world. And so her husband... husband is nominated for a film award, Lifetime Achievement. And I thought that was hilarious. She's, like, been fighting the world and fighting the bad people in the world, and he's been in a few movies that made him awesome.
That made him one of the most celebrated actors in the world.
And she's been fighting...
She's been fighting crime, like some kind of Batwoman.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
But I read a couple things where people said that they did not like her. Did you see that?
Because she's a strong, successful woman.
I don't think that's it at all. I think
why were they saying?
Well, they were just saying that she didn't seem like she was having a good time, or she seemed sort of out of place.
Well, yes, she is. That was her first big Hollywood event that she attended. Of course she was out of place. That was the big talk beforehand, how it was like her big Hollywood welcoming. Where I can't even think of her name, but Mrs. Clooney, it was her big
boy.
First
that's gotta
big
be happy for her. She's
since
been fighting
they got
crime
married.
And world
Shut
peace
up.
And working for.
Shush. Uh-huh. You're making fun, but no, it was like her first big Hollywood thing, and his thank you speech and how he thanked his wife, like that was probably the best thank you speech when it comes to a significant other.
Aww.
I know.
Aww.
And he was like the eternal bachelor.
Aww. Wonder what. Barty Moran, she must have like the magic coochie.
At his age, I'm sure it's not all about the coochie.
It's all about the cooch, about the cooch, about the cooch. No.
You know that's not it. I bet she's able to carry on an intelligent conversation as opposed to like Stacey Keibler.
Oh, you mean the ring girl? The former WWE ring girl?
Yeah, with the legs. Amazing legs. I would die for her legs, but really?
Yeah, well,
but. Education, not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his wife has traveled the world and been a lawyer all over the world. Been representing, you know, good stuff and good people and good things. Gosh, I wish I could think of her name.
Gosh, I wish I could think of her name in any of the real shit she actually did. Instead of just
but they working for world rattled peace. It off. Like, I wasn't even aware of all the stuff when they rattled it off at the Golden Globes. And I'm like, wow, George Clooney should probably just let her accept the award because she's amazing. He was in ER.
Speaking of ER.
Yes?
I don't know. I was gonna transition to a TV show thing theme there for a second, but
Yeah. So we've been watching some TV lately.
Which one?
The Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. I'm in love with that show. It's on Bravo, so you don't watch it. I love that show, but I'm afraid to tell people because every time I love a show, it gets canceled.
Well, go ahead. Tell people about it and how they have these power couples and divorce woman that's...
You don't like empowered women.
A strong... Huh?
You hate empowered women.
No, I don't hate empowered women. I think it's overdone. I think it's just over... I think it's one of the reasons the situation...
As a woman, I think it's inspiring to see other empowered women.
I think as a guy, you start to think, you know what? You just you're kind of beating us up here. We get the point that there is strong women.
Beating up women for a long time though,
huh?
Haven't when it comes to like the power struggle, haven't men been beating up women for a long time?
Wow, is that the right language for that?
I'm not talking physical beating up.
Oh, I know.
Figuratively, been like be powerful.
I just think it's been done long enough now that people, especially in this day and age of people trying to figure out where guys fit in the world. Like I read the other day, it's one of the reasons, you know, the whole lumberjack thing, the guys are growing the beards and looking like, you know, like,
I thought that was Duck Dynasty.
No, it's actually because that guys are struggling in the world to find a place for their actual masculinity. That it's one way of saying, hey, look, I'm still a man here.
Put the video games down. Get out there and work. Cut the grass. Be the man.
Yeah.
A lot of these men, they just sit around and they play video games all day. They, you know, they're not doing the manly tasks.
Well, that's because
that they used to do.
Right, because it's sort of been beat out of them by, I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need you. I'll cut the grass myself. Instead of having those conversations of like, okay, these are the roles. You need to go cut the grass. You know?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
The woman has to tell him to go cut the grass? Because that's what it just sounded like.
No, it has to be the conversation agreed upon. You know, not the attitude of
I'm going to do the dishes. You're going to cut the grass and clean up poop in the backyard. We have to have that conversation?
In this day and age, you do apparently. Because
we haven't had that conversation.
I know, but I'm...
What's wrong with us?
Because we're not living the new modern empowerment, politically correct, this is the way it should be.
There's nothing normal about our life.
At all. At all. But if you look at every sitcom, I've talked to other guys about it because of my podcast, Remasculate, mm-hmm. is that... Look at all the sitcoms and the commercials in the for the past 20, 30 years now. It's all been the guys. The guys are dumb, and they're married to the smart women. They're all the John Belushi, Ray Romano. She was always, he's the dumb guy. He commercials, the guy can never buy the right product. It's always, she, so guys are started to feel like, you know, you've just beat up on us enough at this point. And if you want equality, let's talk about equality.
Well, I think guys... Like when it comes to that, like shopping for household products, women have it, you know, their routines down to keep the house clean, to do the stuff. If I were to send you to go get the cat litter, the cleaning supplies I need, you would totally jack it up because you guys aren't observant. Men are not observant at all.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with giving us a list to go to it, but making it look like...
So I have to say, tidy cat litter in the 40-ounce... Yeah. I can order it on Walmart.com and have them deliver it and not mess it up.
That's part of the new modern life, though. That's the good part about it.
Right, but that's silly. You should be observant to be like, oh, when it says cat litter, and if you're not observant enough, then maybe you should wake up and stop complaining about us treating you like you're not observant. You know what I'm saying?
No. Because guys would just say, I'm getting cat litter.
And you'd buy the cheapest crap that would do nothing.
They couldn't sell stuff that didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
They can?
Yeah.
You've ever had cat litter that did
absolutely... It
doesn't absolutely...
clump. It doesn't freshen the air while they go to the bathroom. Like.
So this is now a commercial for Tidy Cat. 40 ounce.
No.
What is...
Shut up.
Huh?
Do you not know what I'm getting at?
I do.
Okay. So, stop saying, you know, I think it's a give and take on both areas. Don't say it's just women beating up on men. Men need to wake up a little bit, get their heads out of the video games, heads out of the baseball, heads out of the football, and pay attention to what's going on in real life.
Okay.
Get out of your Twitter, get out of your Facebook, uh-huh. and realize what's going on in your real life before you start bashing the fact that if I sent you to the grocery store with a list and you came back with crap, I would, yeah.
If you sent me with a list, I wouldn't come back with anything but was on the list.
Not exactly.
That was the point of sending with a list. It's not just saying, go.
Cat litter, dishwasher soap, you know, but I buy certain brands and I have, in the 4.5 years that we've lived together, bought the same brands because those are the brands that work. But do you know those brands?
Yeah. Tidy Cat, 40 ounces.
Shut up.
And you actually like you like the green apple dish soap, and you...
I
like
actually prefer the lavender, but oh. You bought the green apple last time.
Oh, okay.
See,
I screwed up. I'm a guy. I can't do anything right.
Because you're not observant. See, oh, the camera's that way, babe.
Huh? Oh, half this will be cut out anyway.
I know. You're gonna cut all of this out. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be deep, and you're all...
Oh, I know you're trying to be, I appreciate that, but we were talking about videotaping some of this for the vlog, but the vlogs yes. are only can ever be 10, 12 minutes,
right.
So an hour podcast.
How do PK and DK do it?
They do it live. They
but
do it
no,
live.
They upload the video later on YouTube.
Right, but they are recording it live to much more sophisticated drive computer.
Oh, I thought we could just pull it off
no,
the camera.
No, you have to take it
they
off the camera.
They could see it raw footage.
Right. But you want to take it and you want to put it on the computer and you want to...
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you do that. Because I'm a guy. I'm dumb. I can't do any of this stuff. I need an empowered woman to show me how to do it.
I didn't say you were dumb.
I know.
Then don't say that.
I'm just saying what the TV show says.
You can pick out some freaking awesome shrimp soup.
I can.
Yeah. Where did we find that?
Sprouts.
We went to Sprouts 2 weeks ago and I had only been there twice. And you had been there
once,
and we went there trying to find this quinoa meal that they ended up not having because our Sprouts has shorter aisles than your typical Sprouts.
Yeah, and when you look up a product on the internet and you Google
the
website,
website
and you look up the product website and it says available at Sprouts. So you click on the little map and it shows you
your zip code.
Yep. Type in where you live and it says, hey, it's here.
The Sprouts right down the road from you. So you go to
the
Sprouts.
So we made a special trip to Sprouts and got someone to help us. And they're like, I don't think we sell that.
Nope.
If we have it, it's over there in the quinoa.
Where I was standing going, it's not here.
Not here. And the guy goes,
and then
well,
I look at the website a little bit closer and it says, please call ahead to make sure they... Why is it on your website that they have it if they don't have it?
Yeah, so they told us it might be at another one. But it's annoying when you make
a
special trip. Who has time? Who has time?
You do. Why haven't you gone to another Sprouts?
Because, honestly, the thought of quinoa has not crossed my mind. It's like, you know what? Today I am getting up and I am going to go find that damn quinoa. Quinoa. What is it?
Quinoa.
Quinoa salad special thingy.
That's the difference between you and I. I've had this in my head ever since, going, I wish we could try that stuff.
Men and women are different.
But anyway, we went to Sprouts and we ended up finding some great stuff. What was that shrimp dumpling soup we got?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's a dim sum soup. It's got like shrimp dumplings with almost like a miso soup, but it's very, very good.
Very good. And we found kangaroo meat.
We did. So I had kangaroo meat for the very first time.
So I made burgers and it tasted like any other meat, really. It may have had a sweeter taste.
Aren't you going
to
say it tastes like chicken? Because that's what you're supposed to say, whatever.
It didn't taste like chicken.
It didn't taste like chicken
at
all.
It was like ground beef, but with a bit of a sweet taste to it. Mm-hmm. Did you notice the sweetness to it?
No, because I put on...
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
You've never put hot sauce on me. You put hot sauce on everything.
Because you hate hot sauce.
I know.
You hate hot sauce, and you hate deep movies, and you... What's that face?
You're going through all the negative things about me.
I'm teasing you. That's what this font... You're making this harder than it has to be.
I know. I know. I'm dating a comedian. I'm a serious person.
I am a serious person, damn it. That's why my cubicle is hot pink. I am a serious damn woman.
No.
That's why everything in my office looks like it came from Toys R Us.
Bedroom.
Huh?
I know. But I think that you bring out the fun side of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am still overall a serious person. Like when I come home and I'm like, what's going on? I worked all day. And
let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
So you have some comedy coming up. I'm letting it go and I'm moving on. You're going to be in Birmingham.
I am. Next weekend.
You sound so freaking excited.
I'm trying to
think
of the date. January 23rd through the 25th, I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama at the Star Dome.
Or if those aren't the right dates, it's Thursday through Saturday, right?
Yeah, but that's the right date.
Okay.
Thursday through Saturday. And then in February, I'll be performing at the Ice House in L.A. in Pasadena.
I get to go to
and
L.A.
And you get to go for Valentine's Day weekend.
Yay, I'm missing Josh.
Are you excited?
Grayson. Yes.
See, here's the deal. All right, here's the deal. Glad you brought that up. Because I booked it, and you were like, yeah, you booked Valentine's Day. Why did you book Valentine's Day? You always work on Valentine's Day. You ruin Valentine's. And I go, and you go, well, I guess I'll just go see Josh Grayson. There's my point. He is a married guy. He works.
No, he's going through a divorce.
And it's probably because he booked Valentine's Day.
No, I don't know. No, but you did that to me last
point.
Year.
You
I booked
know,
Valentine's
because
Day.
That's and very...
I would not go to Josh Gray. As soon as you said, why don't you come to me? Yep, I'm coming.
I know,
yep.
But you got on me about booking Valentine's Day again. And
I
had tried to explain to you that
it's
I'm not the...
It's one of those weekends.
It's one of those weekends. I'm not the general public.
That people want to go laugh at a comedian instead of going to a romantic dinner and, you know...
Right, that's what they do.
Getting laid.
That's what they do, though. That's why entertainers are on big holidays are always working.
Well, Josh Grayson is one thing. Like, he serenades you and sings.
Oh.
You.
Uh-huh.
Make people laugh.
Right.
There's no romance in what you do.
But people like to laugh.
You almost looked offended, but I'm right.
I was going to say, I do a lot of relationship material. So that's why clubs always like me for Valentine's Day, because it's a good couples thing.
Gotcha. Well, it was just like, you're not booked any other weekend in February. And then, really?
Because that's when clubs say, hey, would you like to work Valentine's weekend?
But then after you booked that, the camera's that way with your facial expressions.
I'm not looking at the camera.
But then you booked it, and then the Josh Grayson concert was announced. So I was like, hey, I have plans. And then you asked me to go to California. I said, bye-bye, Josh Grayson. I'm going with the boyfriend. But last year, I spent Valentine's Day watching Josh Grayson.
Again, he's working Valentine's Day.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to get you past these certain things of your attitude towards...
I know.
You know, you live in a different world here than most people do out there.
I know. It's just, you know, in previous relationships, important dates like that got skipped for other reasons. So it's just it just seems like it's just getting skipped. In my girl brain, I'm like, oh, just another guy that doesn't care about Valentine's Day. Oh, just another guy who doesn't care about my birthday.
All right. I can understand. In therapy talk, I hear you. I am aware of what you're saying to me.
So that's where my girl brain goes. And I get it. Like, the sensibility part of me, I don't, like, stop talking to you for days because you booked Valentine's Day.
But you get all...
And it's typically when I'm tired and I'm running... My emotions are running high. The next day, I'm like, whatever. Valentine's Day is a commercialized holiday. You know?
It is. Most guys feel that way about Valentine's Day.
I know. I know. But you watch these movies that are all about the sweet home Alabama love, the lightning in the sand, and the I want to marry you because I want to kiss you anytime I want.
Oh, God.
And that's what we get raised on. And then when real life is not like that at all, we just keep holding on to that slither of hope that maybe... You're going to turn into that Prince Charming on the horse and come. Dear Lord.
At least
that's where my brain
when
goes.
When I was on the radio.
I bet there are girls listening going, no way, Jose.
Probably. When I was on the radio, I was one morning with my partner, Kelly, the morning show there. I had been watching so many commercials about... What are you getting her for Valentine's Day? She deserves this for Valentine's Day. Get her, you know, take her here for Valentine's Day. And it dawned on me that there was no opposite commercial. There was no,
right.
In all the commercials that I had seen, there was not a, you should take him to get steak and beer. And there was none of that kind of stuff. So I said to her on the air, because she was like, "Well, I wonder what he's got me for Valentine's Day. I wonder what, you know, he better not forget this year, because I laid hints that I was like, well, what'd you get him? Well, he better have got, I go, well, what did you get him? Well, that's not what, I go, no, it is. I'm saying, what did you get him? You're already laying it out where he better have picked up the hints.
Mm-hmm.
What did you, and we almost got into an argument about, she didn't even see the side of it, if like, what did you, he may be thinking, what have you planned
right.
for me this Valentine's Day?
And I could see where there's some girls out there like that, but I'm not that girl. You know I'm not that girl.
Oh, I know.
But
so many women look at it that way.
I take you out to dinner because you're impossible to shop for when it comes to stuff, especially Valentine's Day stuff. I bought you chocolate-covered strawberries once and you let them go bad.
I didn't know they'd go bad. And let's have that conversation because we had it the other day when we walked past the Godiva chocolate place.
Yeah,
and I went,
to Godiva and you buy chocolate-covered strawberries. They're not cheap.
No.
It was our first Valentine's Day. And I was like, I'm going to go big. So he knows that I am not one of those girls. And then they went bad.
I didn't know they would go bad.
I was like, do you not like white chocolate? Because I don't like white chocolate.
No, I just couldn't eat a whole box of chocolate-covered strawberries within that allotted period
right.
of rotting time. Because, you have one, and you go, okay, I'll have one later. And I just did not know that underneath the chocolate,
strawberries
are rotting away.
So I haven't gotten you chocolate covered strawberries ever again. Because you don't like sweets like a girl does.
No.
But I am, like, I took you to the fort 1 year when you were going to be gone on Valentine's Day. We celebrated like the Tuesday before Valentine's Day. So I'm not that girl. So don't even think that you can throw that out there and people think I'm, because I'm not. I'm not that girl. You've already given me those clothes that cover the Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, yeah.
I told you that.
I bought a bunch of stuff. Did we talk about that on here yet?
No.
I don't think we did. I ordered some clothes off a website
SammyDress.com.
Right. It says Sammy Dress, but there's a whole men's section. That's just the name of the website.
It's Asia.
It's Asia. And I wear a large, and I ordered a large. I ordered several. It was on sale, too. It was one of the things that really caught my eye. It was in this the mm-hmm. sale area. You mean you can
I'm
get
the
this?
Same way.
You can get a coat for $12?
Right.
I'm in. So I ordered my size, large. And they showed up, and they did not fit me
in
any way,
shape,
or form. I am not an Asian large.
You are not. You are probably an angel. Asian angel. I called you an angel.
I am an angel.
An Asian.
Asian. Extra large.
Maybe a double X.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because one of the largest almost fit me.
Almost.
So that's why I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So you got the haul of, you got a shirt, you got
couple jackets.
A dress shirt, a dress jacket. You got like a navy pea coat outerwear.
Yeah.
And the whole thing of this, I ordered it for like, I don't know, $30, $40. It wasn't that much
right.
money because everything was on sale and it was free shipping.
And to ship it back,
ship
would
it
be
back
$100
would have been,
or so.
Right. So yeah. You're like, and this is what we did our vlog about. What do you do? Do you just eat it, basically. And that's
yeah.
what people
you
commented
give it to your
on.
Girlfriend
you
for
just
Valentine's
said, well, that's
Day.
It. You know, give it away or. Or just write it off as, hey, it didn't fit. I've learned my lesson.
But the fact that you invited me to L.A. that weekend, like, you were booked in Texas for Valentine's Day first. And then you got offered the L.A. gig, and you only accepted it because you knew I would
that
enjoy.
That would be a good Valentine's Day for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, going.
But so now you've got the gift of the clothes that fit you better.
And your actions.
And a trip.
Right. See, it's not all about those.
What are you complaining about? You have a great
I'm
boyfriend.
Not. I'm not complaining.
Okay.
It's just I was pointing out that we live two different lives when it comes to my cubicle jail
mm-hmm.
and your freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and as little as you want.
And still get paid for it. And still make money.
Yes.
And that's what I've tried to explain to my son all these years. Work smarter, not harder. Whatever you do, keep thinking about how can I make money? What would be the entrepreneur? What kind of thing could I do to constantly be trying to figure out ways and things?
Some people don't have that ability. I don't. And he's, you know, like me. He's stuck in a job 40 plus hours a week. But he pays his bills and he supports his family.
And that's a great thing.
Right. There's some people that shoot for that entrepreneur, shoot for that, you know, work smarter, not harder. And then instead they're on their butt all day on their couch playing video games. Oh, I'm trying to find my next big break while their wife is out working or the government is paying for their
stuff. Who's that? Who's you're on a I hate video games guys thing. What's where does that come
know.
From? Oh, this whole podcast has gone back to he just sits there playing video games.
I don't know. I don't even know where that came from. I don't know anyone that plays video games like that, but I've heard of them.
Uh-huh. And that goes, let's go take this full circle back. That goes back to what I was saying about TV shows that say, oh, look at this empowerment. I think it goes back to the imagery that you just think you've seen it. It's getting brainwashed into people. Yes, let's just accept this. That's the way it is when that's not really the real world. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
Because that's the image you have of a lazy guy. They just sit there and play video games.
Right, but video games is very figurative in my head. You know, they could be sitting there watching football, basketball, sports all day. They could be sitting there on their Facebook or Twitter all day. You love Facebook and Twitter.
I know,
you
but I'm trying
love
to.
It.
I'm trying to get off. I'm no, I am. No,
you
I,
spend a good hour and a half when you first wake up drinking coffee and checking your social media.
Well, I did, but I'm trying to get off of that. That's seriously. That's why I've gotten into watching the vlogs and stuff.
That's just another form
avenue
of Facebook and Twitter.
No, it's not. Those are two separate things, and you know it.
Oh, this is less informative. You watch other people live their lives while you're sitting there drinking coffee.
Right, but I'm not being annoyed by Facebook and Twitter. I've got, that got to the point that I am just, I get angry now at Facebook and Twitter.
That's
I get
silly.
Angry. Because
you're
people
turning
are,
into a grumpy dude.
That's why I'm trying to get off of Facebook and Twitter.
But you should face those things that make you angry and not let them affect you.
That's why I'm getting off of Facebook and Twitter.
So you're avoiding.
I'm avoiding because Facebook and Twitter
things
has turned into, don't you hate this? Aren't you sick of this? Look some more of this.
Listen to our last, like, several podcasts. You're like, doesn't it annoy you when? Listen to your remasculate. You start off sentences like that.
I know, and that's one of the reasons I'm trying to get away from some of that.
Don't you
but
hate
as a
it
comic,
when?
But as a comic, you're always looking for things to make fun of. It's different than when you're making fun of something or having fun. Where
or
just
complaining.
Or just complaining. I think Facebook people have turned into a lot of just complaining. If I see another one of, I don't want to, you know.
One of your friends is the big person that does that constantly. And I've told you, there have been a couple times where I'm very close to just being like, unfriend.
Well, I have. I've started to over the past few days.
But you wouldn't do it with your close friends.
No, I wouldn't do it with close friends. But I would, and I have not unfriended people, but I have started to unfollow people mm-hmm. that just post
negative after negative.
And
I have posted several times on my timeline saying, please stop. Please get your negativity out of my life.
You know, I don't want to see any more. And I don't know why people post these at all. Like, can you believe somebody did this to this dog?
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of videos like that just drive me crazy. Why would you want to even
throw that out?
Yes,
there.
It's horrible. Yes, I hope they find that person and arrest them.
But putting on Facebook is going to do nothing.
Nothing.
That makes someone stay bad.
Right. And a lot of times you're scrolling and you see one of those and the video starts, I'll spin it real fast. I'll like scroll like, I don't even want that video to start.
But I love the cat videos.
I'm sad to say that I have started to watch some cat videos and I have reposted some
you
cat
have.
Videos because I'm
the
so tired of the negativity.
Finger in the holes is, oh, so cute.
The little kittens chasing the finger like whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. Hysterical.
It's awesome. Because animals don't have that negativity. Well, I think Moon Pie does, but he's old.
He's old.
Yes.
And I'm really tired of the negativity, so.
I understand. I understand completely.
And I really think that Twitter has a much... people
I
are going to hate
this.
I get
more spam on Twitter.
I don't get any spam on Twitter. I don't. Where are you getting spam from?
I'm getting a lot of like, here, follow this account because of blah, blah, blah. And it's obvious that they're getting paid to repost.
Oh, yeah. That kind of.
That annoys me.
Right.
I'm like,
but there's
I
not,
follow you for your posts. Don't. Go find a job.
But I think there's smarter people on, and I'm not saying this is a big across the board. I think there's some smarter people on Twitter than there is that anybody can be on Facebook. I think you have to understand Twitter. You have to be smart enough to know how it works. You have to be mm-hmm. smart enough to figure out, like, you know, people that go, well, I tweeted once and nothing ever happened. That's because you absolutely tweeted to nobody.
Right.
Because they don't know how it works.
And you've said that before. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, and there's a lot of times when you post something on Facebook, it doesn't need an answer. It doesn't need a reply. It doesn't need your unthought out response.
Right.
And I think that's what happens. You start getting that extra negativity. Matter of fact, this is one thing I should bring this up now while I've got it. And somebody made a perfect post on my Facebook the other day. And I posted, every time you post a picture of good food now,
uh-huh.
like just really good, delicious looking hamburger, the food police come out of the work. Like, oh my God, if you eat that, you're going to have a heart attack. Oh my God, that looks like it better come with a chest spreader. Instead of just going, oh, that looks delicious.
Yeah, jealous.
You know what
Where
I mean?
Where did you get that?
Yeah. So I think there that has become kind of annoying. Like, where's the oh my God, mm-hmm. that looks delicious. Well, if you eat that, you're gonna have a stroke. It's just the negativity of people has become so overwhelming on Facebook.
People are overall negative. I fight it every day at work. Every day. Where I'm just, like, constantly trying to, like, be a ray of sunshine. But when you work with people, like, I'm talking to candidates, the prospective job people, and you could tell they're just super negative. And I just try and make everything sound super happy.
Poly positive.
I have, like, coworkers that call me and they're like, I'm like, how are you today? Well, not as happy as you.
And you're like, well, thank you. I'll find somebody else.
Right. It's just, you need to spread that positivity. You know, spread the, like, you made fun of me. Poly positive. And all my positive quotes that I was posting. I haven't posted one this year. Because I'm just like, people just think I'm a silly little pink girl with glitter.
Well, I think that people start to think that if everything is a positive, if everything
becomes a... I'm not going to post something negative. Oh. Remember when I used to like get frustrated and I'd tweet about it and you were like, why are you subtweeting? I'm like...
Yeah, well, subtweeting is very different than just saying...
I don't have time to write in my diary. So, Twitter, here you go.
Sub...
It makes me feel better. I'm throwing it out there.
Subtweets drive me crazy.
I know they do.
It drives everybody crazy.
I know.
Because most people see subtweets as a cry for...
But my
what? What are you talking about?
Tweets weren't like that. Like, I never felt like I was doing that, but I know what you're talking about. We have people
that just
in our
says,
lives.
That's it. I'm done.
Right.
Okay. Or, about what? What are you done about?
You know,
what
really
do you want
hate?
Me to ask you about? What do you...
Are those people that post, like, on Facebook, going through my friends, cleaning out my friends. If you see this, you should feel fortunate. That makes me want to immediately unfriend them. Be like, guess what? I don't talk to you ever.
Gone, girl.
Gone, girl. Yes.
Gone, girl.
So the moral of the story is keep it positive in 2015.
Yeah. In 2015, let's all be a little more positive. Kind of keep track of, reel in the negativity just a little bit.
Yes.
Just a little bit. Well, we're at the end of the show.
Am I boring?
No, we're just at the end of the, we're at an hour.
Oh, dear.
So do you want to?
It means it's bedtime.
Yeah. For you, it definitely is. It's got to be going on 9.
It's 8.
Oh, woo! Woo! All right. Well, tell people how they can find us and wrap up the show.
They can
for
find us.
Us
on Facebook at facebook.com/wrinkledsheetspodcast. They can find us on Twitter at wrinkledsheets, the number 1.
Mm-hmm.
They can find us on YouTube at wrinkledsheets.
Uh-huh.
And Podbean. Wrinkledsheets.podbean.com.
Just Google Wrinkled Sheets and follow and look at everything.
Like us on Facebook.
Like us. And like our vlogs.
If you like us on Facebook, you're going to get a link to everything.
Just about everything.
Mm-hmm. Because Facebook is where I post everything.
Right. And we're very happy about the vlogs. So that's one of the things.
We have a lot of fun with them.
Yes. Yeah, so start watching the vlogs if you're not. And start liking and sharing those with your friends if you like them. All right?
Right.
All right. All right. We got to go.
Bye.
Bye. Till next time. Bye.
Wow.
It's the Rain and Pooh Bear. Rain and Pooh Bear. The Rain and Pooh Bear Show. No, it's not. It's Wrinkled Sheets.
Why would you? It's the Stephen Janet Show. Sing it.
Stephen Janet Show.
Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.